It's time for Green Visions here on KUMD, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Joining us this morning on the phone is Heidi Baumann with the Pollution Control Agency. She is the sediment coordinator for the St. Louis River Area of Concern, and they've got kind of an interesting project coming up. So much work being done on the St. Louis River to clear up and clean up decades of polluting. You know, when you know better, you do better, and we finally know better, and now we're trying to go back and remediate all of these issues that we created for ourselves. And one of those issues is actually right there in Minnesota Slip, where the William A. Irvin is. Heidi, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
I would imagine that it would be a tiny bit of a challenge to try to clean up an area that's got a big ore boat parked in it.
Yes, that's going to be one of the challenges of cleaning up the sediments in the slip. There's a lot going on in Minnesota Slip, including fixing the dock walls that the city's hoping to work on. And the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, along with the Environmental Protection Agency, is going to be working on cleaning up the sediments in the slip.
So I apologize for being ignorant of this. Is the Irvin seaworthy? I mean, can you move it out of the way?
Yes. The Irvin probably needs to have some inspection and maintenance work done within the next couple years. And obviously the city needs to work on the dock walls, and we need to do the sediment work. So we're trying to coordinate all those things to hopefully happen around the same time. Both our work and the city's dock wall work would be much easier to do if the Irvin is moved out. And so we are working with the U.S. Corps of Engineers on doing the design for the sediment remediation. And one of the things they've looked at is the best way to deal with the Irvin. We originally had thought about moving the Irvin back and forth within the slip and doing the work around it. But we're finding that it's probably best to move it out. And once we found out that the deck needed to do some maintenance and inspection work on it also, we thought, well, let's look at trying to get that out of there for part of the time that we need to do the work. And so the boat can be pulled out of there. It's going to be tricky, but there is room in the Blue Bridge for the boat to go through. So,
well, now that's going to be an interesting day when that happens.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's one thing to say, yeah, we should coordinate these three things. But as anybody who's tried to schedule lunch with three additional people know, it's almost impossible to coordinate those schedules. So that really could, that's probably going to be one of the biggest challenges moving forward.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge. You know, right after getting the money for the bonding so we can do all this work, trying to schedule all those things to happen, you know, in a fashion that works for everybody and works around permitting issues. You know, there's just so many things that the stars have to line up for us to do this quickly and in a fashion that doesn't interrupt businesses that run out of the slip, tourism, the work that needs to happen on the dock walls, winter.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, from a tourism standpoint, they're thinking January would be good. You should get this done in January. And, of course, that's not necessarily a practical option. When you have the opportunity to get into the slip and start cleaning up, let's pretend that the Irvin has been taken away to get it all fluffed up and happy, and you start cleaning up in the slip, what is it particularly that you worry you're going to find? What is it that you're trying to clean up in particular?
Well, we already know that in the slip there's approximately 37,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment, and it's contaminated with PCBs, PAHs, heavy metals like lead, zinc, mercury. And so The option that we've determined we're going to go with takes the sediment in the shallow areas, puts it into the deeper holes, and then covers the whole thing with a clean cap. So we're putting a 3-foot cap of clean sediment on top of the contamination, and we're creating a separation from the benthic organisms, the bugs that live in the sediment, between the contamination and those bugs. And so we're not taking the contamination out of the slip. We looked at that option, but to do that would make it more difficult for the city to repair the dock walls. See, the sediment that's in there is kind of holding up the dock walls below the water.
And I suppose that somebody's going to come along and say, no, you can't take this out because the dock walls would collapse, and then somebody's going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's one of the issues we looked at.
You know, right.
We looked at trying to maintain the use that's in the slip. We looked at the dock wall issue. We looked at what, you know, what options are going to fix the problem. And so this one, this alternative seems to fit all those bills that, you know, we're encapsulating the contamination and separating it from benthic organisms. We're maintaining the depth in the slip so the fishing charter boats and the Vista and all that can continue to use the slip. We're helping the city with their dock wall issues so they don't have to go as deeply as they need to repair the walls.
So it really is a win-win.
Yeah, we
for,
think so.
It really is a win-win for everyone. That was going to be my final question. Every so often they have to go through and they have to do some dredging because there's been all of this sediment and they've got to make the area for ships a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be below that area. I mean, this isn't going to, you're not going to have to go in. They go in with the big dredges and all of a sudden it's like, oops, we knocked the 3-foot cap off all of the contaminated sediment.
Right. You know, Minnesota slip is not maintained to shipping depths because we don't have the big ore boats going in and out or other shipping traffic. So we don't need to maintain the 28-foot depth that they do in, say, slip C or over by the Port Authority's slip.
Okay.
So we're looking at maintaining a 10 to 12-foot draft, which is enough for the Irvin to float in there. It's enough for the Vista and the charter captains, their boats. So we don't think we need to worry about that. Probably the biggest concern would be if somebody damaged the cap. Say we have another 500-year flood like we had in 2012. You know, that could possibly change the bathymetry, you know, the shape of the bottom.
Right.
But that's part of the design process, is to figure out what the cap needs to be made of to withstand those kind of, that kind of damage from storms and boat props and things like that. So,
Heidi, this is a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us this morning. And it'll be exciting once all of the pieces fall into place. And we're going to maintain a positive thought that they will to actually, you know, folks can stand on the docks and wave their handkerchiefs at the Irvin as it backs out to go to its temporary home and keep an eye on the work down there. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Heidi Baumann joined us this morning. She's with the PCA. She's the sediment coordinator for the St. Louis River Area of Concern and our guest this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.